Okay, we get into Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek Mem Dalet, as we continue moving in the second half of the Sefer, and we talk about Geula mostly and Nechama mostly. The end of the previous chapter spoke a little bit about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take it to the people who did not listen to him, but most of the time we're focusing on what's going to be in the future. So Hashem in this Perek gives us Chizik. In this Perek, he talks about the special relationship he has with Klal Yisrael, and we start right away with Vi'ata, which makes it sound like it is contrasting. V'ata, and now. And now, when I see the future, says Yeshayahu Navi, when I see the special relationship, Shema Yaakov Avdi, V'Yisrael Bacharti Bo, listen, Yaakov Avdi, my seed, calls all of Klal Yisrael, right, his Eved, V'Yisrael Bacharti Bo, that the Yisrael, the nation that I have chosen, Ko Amar Hashem, Hashem says, Osecha, I have made you, V'Yotzercha Mi Beten, Yazrecha, I have made you, I have formed you, I help you. The Malbim explains that Hashem, from the beginning to the end of our existence, Hashem is always with us. Just like a baby, baby is formed, and then a baby is born, and then a baby is taken care of. That's what each of these words are. Osecha, Yotzrecha, Yazrecha, says the Malbim. Midameyu levlad anotzar minatipa. First, the baby is born from a drop. V'acharkach nigmar. The baby is formed and completed. V'acharkach betzeiso meirechem. Hashem hashkiach alav tamid. Hashem is constantly watching. U'be'inyin zeh midame leidas ha'uma ha'klalas b'mitzrayim. Like the national Uma, Shesham Yatzra, we were in Mitzrayim, formed there. Vasher Gidzlam Ve'Vim El Hashlemus Beis Matan Torah. Shesham Asa'am, there's the Asiya. V'acharkach Hishkiach Al Kotzor Chayim Be'eretz Yisrael. And that brings us to Eretz Yisrael, the final stage. So that is all of these verbs, actually titles, that Hashem is our Osecha, Yotzrecha, and Hashem will help us. The Radak connects this to the Beten, Yaakov and Esav even. That even there, it was a miraculous state of affairs. The fact that we know, how could there be Yitzhahari, Yitzhar Tov, and Yaakov tried to get out when they passed a Beis HaMedrash, and Esav when they passed a Beis HaVodah Zarah, but says the Radak, it was all B'derech Neis, Klomar, Mi sheyotzer Yaakov beBeten beKoach, she'achze yado ba'akev Esav achiv, she'loka derech shar ha'ubarim. Right, most twins aren't born one grabbing onto the foot of the other. Kiena uber motzi adom and ashilya koshikin she yitpos biyado vizaya maisenes. The whole thing was miraculous. Umishahaya imavichem bebeten ye imachem begalus shumakum tsar lachem. Just like a beten is in a very small place, so too galus, a very small place before the baby is born, before the geula, the birth, the ultimate birth of Klal Yisrael, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us the entire way. We should never think that things are just mikra in the life of the Jewish people. Rabbi Schwab also says here, Hashem is with us, nothing is coincidence. We continue. Hashem says he's with us. Al tira avdi Yaakov, Yishurun bachartibo. Another name. First Yaakov and Yisrael are used, and then Yaakov and Yeshurun are used. All the different names of our nation. Ki etzog mayim al tzameh. Just like I pour water on those who are thirsty. V'nozlim al yabasha. Etzog ruchi al zaracha. I'll pour my ruach into your seed. I'm going to bring them back. Like the Rambam describes in Hilchos Tshuva, that is based on Psukim, that we were vaday gonna do Tshuva. Uberchasi al tzatzaecha, I promise I'm gonna pour my spirit onto your descendants. It's interesting. There's a mystery about the Shittas HaRambam. The Rambam doesn't count the mitzvah of Tshuva. The question is, why doesn't he count the mitzvah of Tshuva? He counts the mitzvah of Vidui. But why doesn't he count the mitzvah of Tshuva? So various answers given. It's just one that relates to what we're talking about here. The Mishnas Yavid says, because the Rambam himself says that we are vada going to do Tshuva. That's what Hashem promises. That's in this pasuk too. Etzok ruchi al zaracha. Right? I will pour my spirit onto your descendants. But by definition, a mitzvah has to be something that we have bechira chavshus in. So because we're not going to have bechira chavshus at a certain time in the future, he says, based on the Rambam, so that's why it doesn't count it as a mitzvah. That's a chiddush gadol to say that bismana geula, because we're going to, Hashem might be just saying that we're going to do it. Not that we're not going to have bechira chavshus, then Hashem knows what we're going to do before we do it anyway. So that's a suggestion that the Mishnah Yavit says, but maybe it's based on this pasuk also. Etzok ruchi al zaracho berchasi al tzatzaecha. Vitzamchu bevein chatzir, and they will sprout amongst the chatzir. What is the chatzir? Rashi says the chatzir is betoch amalek. Right, I'll sprout amongst those nations that are not with you, but they'll be sprouting there. Ka'aravim al yivle mayim, like willows. Zeyomar, and they'll all say at that time, they're all going to say, I'm on Hashem's team. And now we have four phrases, which the Pirkei Avot Belazer says is referring to the four groups of Jews. Zeh Yomar LaHashem Ani, that tzaddikim will say, I'm with Hashem, I've always been with Hashem, that's Yud Kei Vav Kei. Vizeh Yikra B'Shem Yaakov, this one we'll call Yaakov. That, says Rashi, is talking about the Rishaim, the Ketanim B'nei Rishaim. The children whose parents did not connect them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're going to, though, recognize and go against their parents. They're going to be okay with their parents. They're going to say, I'm with Hashem. Vizeh Yichtov Yadol Hashem, says Rashi, Elu Ba'alei Tshuva, quoting the Pirkei Avot Rabbi, the Avos Rabbi Nassan. Good. And then that's the third category of the Baalei Tshuva. U'b'shem Yisrael Yechaneh. That's referring to the Geirim Mei Avodas Galilim, says Rashi. Those that came. I want to be called a Jew. B'shem Yisrael Yechaneh. Those are the four categories of Jews that are going. But it's all about identification. They want to be Shem Yachtov. Yichtov Yadol Hashem. Right? It reminds us a little bit that when the Medrash says that the Yevanim, what the Yevanim do, they made all the Jews write Al Keren Ashor, right? Which was, we like to say, that was the Talmudic bumper sticker. On the horn of their ox, they have to write, Ein Lanu Chelek B'Elokei Yisrael. We didn't have a Chelek with God. Not even specifically about a mitzvah. But we don't have a Chelek. We're not identified. That to be identified as a Jew is so crucial. The second that we're embarrassed about being identified as a Jew, that's when it becomes dangerous. And that leads to assimilation. And that's what Yeshayo says. In the future, every Jew is going to want to identify as a Jew. In the Reb Tzadok, in the Tzidkas HaTzadik, in Simin Nun Dalet, he writes, Iker Hayadus Bekriyas Shem Yisrael. The Iker Hayadus is being called a Jew. Shenemar, our pasuk. Ze yomar l'Hashem aniu b'shem Yisrael yichaneh. Shelo yielo rak maila zu. Shemechune b'shem Yisrael die. Even just being identified as a Jew. How many Jews in history were not practicing Jews? But when push came to shove, would they identify as a Jew or someone from the other nation? They would identify as a Jew. Right? And that's a litmus test. And that's what he says. I'm just skipping a couple of lines. Aval amaras shem Yisrael levad zeshakol kechol haTorah kula ukenegad avodah zarah gili rights. When we don't identify as a Jew. And he says, Ayin Radvaz, means that. Look in the Radvaz. Which Radvaz? You have to open up the Radvaz. The Radvaz in Chelek Dalet, Simin Sadi Beis, Sheila. So the Radvaz was asked, they are forcing Reuven to go over to Islam. Imchayev Limsar Atzmo Nafsho Aleha. Do you have to give your life? Is this Avodah Zarah? To give your life for it? To Islam? Oh, Dilmalo, Kivan Shaishma Elam, Einam Ovdom Avodah Zarah. Or, like the Rambam says, Islam is not Avodah Zarah, Adaraba. Miyachtem as Hashem, Yichud Shem Bodofi. They also believe in Hashem. They just also believe in a false prophet. But they also believe in Hashem, and the Rambam writes, in a tshuva, in a chibur, that sheish ve'elam, enam ov the Avodah Zarah, v'chein yir alayin, shem archikin in Avodah Zarah, betachlis harichluk also, they have no psalim, they have no little idols, marchikin v'meniz barach hagashmus, they don't believe in there's a physical part of God, right, like the Christians do, v'anan lo amrinan yarev al yavar ela begimel hachamuros, Avodah Zarah gilo ha'sfichas damim, right, so what about here? What would you say? So the Radvaz in a long tshuva, just quoting one piece of it. Benidon didon omer ani ol shekein hu diyarei val yavar. No. Because what's this about? Not identifying as a Jew. Im ibnei mitzvah achas shel Torah amru yeharek val yavar. Misha ansua lazov kaladas kula. For those ke'echan me'ame ha'aretz v'lichmar b'chol Torah's Moshe alachas kama v'kamash yeharek val yavar. That's the Radvaz. This, of course, relates to the major sugi of the Maranos. Maranos who publicly wouldn't identify, but privately would. Does that cause them to lose any status? What about over time when they stop doing certain practices? So either way, that was a big sugya, and that's the Rambam famously got involved in that. That's the whole smicha controversy. They wanted to bring back the smicha to be able to give them malchus, to be able to have them come back and to be counted as Jews. But that was a part of the major issue in the 1500s, based on the Rambam, after the Geir Svarad. V'lachein, back to the Tzidkas HaTzadik, back to Reb Tzado. Gam Eitzel HaHamon, besides identifying as a Jew, based on this pasuk in Yeshayo, it's so important halachically, but even in terms of the Hamonam, what people think, Hupsul Mishpacha, Sheish Mumar B'Mishpacha, if somebody doesn't identify as a Jew anymore, they go over, so that's a psul. Even more than someone who's just a balavera? Vein choshejim him yish bar rasha gomer ha over akol aver shabat Torah. Calls much lo hamir. Vechein bedaras harishon him ayod mavodah zaro mikol makom shem Yisrael lo hamiru. And that is what says the Tzidkas HaTzadik based on our pasuk. Iker Yadus Bekriya Shem Yisrael. You have that Iker and Yadus based on our pasuk here. That's what's going to be in the future. We continue with a very important pasuk. Pasuk Vav. Komar Hashem Melech Yisrael V'go'alo. So says Hashem, the King of Israel, V'go'alo and its Redeemer. Hashem Tzvakos. Ani Rishon V'ani Acharon. Umi Beladai Ein Elokim. I am first, I am last, and without me there is no... Other than me, there is no God, there is no power. So there's a lot to say on this pasuk. First of all, the Mefarshim explained, when Hashem is go'alo, when He redeems us, that's when He will be our melech. Right? We know, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Megillah, one of the three reasons we don't say Hallel on Purim, besides the reason of the Megillah is the Hallel, or it was a Nes Chutz La'aretz, the third reason was we were still Avdei Achashverosh. And that wasn't a full Geula. Geula is defined fully as we are Avdei Hashem. That's what happened by Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that's what's going to happen in the future. There are a number of midrashim on the phrase Ani Rishon VaAni Acharon. Let's just focus on two. One is first and last. Interesting. The Gemara talks about this in Shabbos also. But the Medrash in Parshas VaYishlach Pei Aleph that the Chosamo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. The Gemara says that too. Hashem's signet is Emes. Mao Emes. This is the Medrash now. Amarei Shlokish Aleph Baroshan Shel Osios. MS is the first, last, and middle letter of the Aleph base. That's the Midah of Chosamo Shel Hashem. Aleph Baroshan Shel Osios. Mem Be'emsa Tuf Besof V'al Shem Ani Rishon V'ani Acharon. Somehow Hashem encompasses, and that's why His Midah is MS, because it's beginning, middle, and end. Right? Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch, Li'olam Vo'ed. But then there's another Medrash. And for this Medrash, we have to first have the background of the story. There is a story there of Salvechik said over, and others say over, known as the Righteous Ger of Vilna. Righteous Ger of Vilna, right? This is the Count Graf Pataki. Graf Pataki was the son of the count. He had a huge. I was in Poland last year. I saw the huge mansion that he would have inherited had he stayed a guy. And he went out and he met some Jews and he became a Jew. This aristocrat in Lithuania. But the Graf became lonely and wanted to return to Lithuania. So he came to Vilna. However, he was afraid to... I'm reading from Rav Salvechik's story. It's called the two volumes, The Rav. However, he was afraid to remain in Vilna, where he might be recognized. In Poland at that time, conversion to Judaism was considered a capital crime. To avoid the police, he traveled to a small town called Ilya, near Vilna, where he studied. The local Jews saw that he was a sweet boy. Anyway, they didn't know who he was at first. But what exactly happened in the story is not 100% clear. They say he was a quiet boy, but then I'll read what the Rav writes. It seems that once a boy was making noise and the Graf told the youngster to be quiet. The boy's father, a shoemaker, reprimanded the Graf. You are not a Jew and yet you told my son to be quiet? Finally, the father of the boy informed the police. That was all that was necessary. And that's what happened. As a matter of fact, my uncle, the Rav, says that the Brisker Rav told me that there was a certain family in Ilya which was called the family of the Mosrim. Their ancestor informed the police about Graf Pataki. Either way, they arrested him. They offered him his life if he renounced Judaism and returned to Catholicism. He refused, and he was put to death on the second day of Shavuos in 1749 in the Cathedral Square in front of the famous cathedral in Vilna, 270-plus years ago. His body was cremated. Lamaisa, the story goes that the Vilna Gaon came to visit him in his jail cell the night before, the Geret Tzedek, and the Graf began to cry, and the Graf asked him, why are you crying? Was he afraid of torture or death? And the Geret said, no, he was only afraid of one thing, that he was going to be lonely. Lassid Lavo, he was a heir. Gershin is Garkanchanola dummy. He would be lonely. Neither his father nor his family were Jews, and he didn't know what was going to be. Says the Gra. The Gra quoted our pasuk, Ani Rishon V'Ani Acharon. The Medrash that we have, now I'll read the Medrash. The Medrash that we have in Parshas Yisro is, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Eini Kein, Ani Rishon She'ein Li Av, V'Ani Acharon She'ein Li Ach, Umi Biladai Ein Elokim She'ein Li Ben. Ani Rishon V'Ani Acharon, I have no father, I have no child. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking, says the Gra to the count, the Graf Pataki, the night before he was killed. I think the Medrash should read differently. The Gaon then cited the Medrash. The Gaon questioned the meaning of this Medrash. What does it mean that God says, I have no father? What does it mean I have no father? If this text is correct, it's simply against Christianity. It stresses that God does not have a son. Maybe that's what the Medrash says. It's being, against the Christianity. But the Gra says that he thinks there was a mistake in the text. The reading should be, I am Ani Rishon, I am the first to the one who has no father. I am the last to the one who has no son. I am a father to everyone who has no father, to everyone who is lonely. I am a son to everyone who dies childless. This is the promise of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ger Tzedek says to the Gon, Nichamtani, Nichamtani. Only then did the Gra leave the prison. But this pasuk comes up in that story of the Ger Tzedek of Vilna. Okay, we continue. Umi kamoni. Now Hashem says to all of those listening that believe in other idols and powers, Umi kamoni, Yikra, who's like me? Come call, viyagideha, viyarcheli misumi adolam, and try to compare oneself to me from the days of the beginning of time, v'osios v'asher tavoni yagidulama, or in the future. These two psukim right here are part of forming the basis for the two of the Rambam's animamins. We know the Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos and Sanhedrin has a list of all of the 13 principles of faith that he created. Other Rishonim have other groups of principles, but Yesod number 3 and Yesod number 4 are really based on these psukim right here. Yesod number 3 is that nothing could be compared to Hashem. Right, this pasuk right here. Umi kamoni yikra. Right, that's the line in Yigdal, which of course was made based on these animamins. Yisod number 3 is that Hashem doesn't have a goof, and therefore he cannot be compared. Says the Rambam. V'yomar anavi, v'almi tadamyun el, elmi tadamyun ve'eshava yomar kodesh. Ilu haya goof, haya doma legufim. He doesn't have a goof, so he cannot be compared. That's Pasuk Zion. And Pasuk Vav. Ani risham ani acharon v'imbaladayin elokim. Right, what is the Yisod? Revi kadmus. Shenamin kizeh ha'echad ha'amur hu kadmon behechlet. He was first. Whatever that means. V'chol nimsa zulaso bilti kadmon be'erko elav. V'harayos hazeh bekisvi ha'kodesh rabos ma'ona elokei kedem. He was kedem. These two psukim point out to us two of the yesodos ha'emuna. We continue now. Says Hashem, Al tifchadu, v'al tiru, don't be scared. Halo mayasish maticha v'gati, I've always been with you. Don't be scared of those who say not to believe. V'atem edai hayesh eloka mi bal adai v'ein sur bal yadati. Is there a God other than me? Is there a rock that I don't know about? Is there a power I don't know about? I'm with you. And if anybody says otherwise, don't be scared, don't be embarrassed. Right? This is such an important message. This is the first message that the Torah gives us in all of our Achayim. The Torah gets the credit, really, not the Shulchan Aruch, for organizing all of halacha from Shas, gleaned from Shas and Poskim and Rishonim. So the Torah put it all together. What's the first halacha the Torah wrote in Aruch Chaim? Quoting the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Yehudim and Tema Omer, Havi Az Kanomer, Kal Kanoshe, Rotz Katsvi, Gibar Kari. What's the first message? To be an Az Kanomer. Says we have to be strong and brazen. Lefi Shehu Klal Gadol Bavodas Habor Yisbarach. It's a Klal Gadol in Avodas Hashem. Lefi Shepa'amim Adam Chafetz La'asos Mitzvah. Sometimes you want to do a mitzvah, V'nimna Mila'asosa, and we don't. Mipnei B'nei Adam, because we don't want to be scoffed, we don't want to be made fun of. The first message of the Shulchan Aruch of the Torah is do it and don't be embarrassed. Don't not do the mitzvah. That's what this pasuk is saying. Hashem is telling us, don't be scared, don't be nervous about anyone who says. And now Yeshayahu goes off on a tochacha of the Avodah Zarah, showing from within how foolish it is. Yotre pesel kulam tov, v'chamudiyam bal yo'ilu. All those who form psalim and treasures, ve'edeyem hema, they themselves testify that they're nothing. Bal yiru bal yedu l'man yevoshu. They don't see, they don't know. It's all going to be lead to embarrassment. Mi yatzar ke'el ufesel nasach levilti hil. Who made these that don't do anything? Hakol chaver of yevoshu. At that time, everyone will be embarrassed. V'charashim heima me'adam. Yizkapsu kulam yamodu. Yifchadu yevosh yachad. Rav Schwab writes when he was in the British Museum one time, and you look at all these old idols of Mitzrayim and all the other earlier civilizations. It's like a joke. You imagine if they would come up today and see these behind the glass. They would be so embarrassed, like a fulfillment of these psukim. Charash barzal b'matzah, upal b'pecham. They use all of these different tools he describes. Bizvifaleh bizra kocha. They use all their strength. Gam roivin kochlo shasamai v'yuf. They push themselves, even if they're tired, even if they're hungry. Or others say it means that even the makers of these things get tired and hungry. So you're talking about the items themselves. They can't be more powerful than their creator. Right? Charash eitzim. Natakav, Yitareo Basered. He continues talking about the different types of tools. Right? And we believe that they have some type of power. Vayaseo Kitavnes Ish, some bake him looking like people. right? That Rav Schwab writes that even in Christianity, they don't ascribe power to the item itself, but they think that if you honor and bow down to the item, to the cross, to whatever it is, so the power that's connected to this physical item appreciates it. But says Rabbi Schwab, these are all created. Continuing, they're made out of wood, they schlep the wood, and then it rains, and then things grow, right? These physical items that you create, you really believe in? It's even an important line in the Radak, on Pasuk Tezvav. What happens? Not to Oren, they plant the tree, v'geshem migadlan, and rain makes it grow. What's the chiddush? Of course, rain makes it grow. Says the Radak, based on a Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, you would have thought that if somebody plants a tree l'shem Avodah Zarah, maybe it shouldn't grow. Maybe it wouldn't grow. Right? There's this terrible thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu was allowing. Says the Mishnah Avodah Zarah, yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not change the world just for the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So people worship the sun. Hashem should stop the sun because of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Shalu as Zakenim Baromi. The Mishnah in Avodah Zarah Nun Dalet. The Zakenim in Romi asked, Im Ein Ritzono Bavodas Kochavim Lama Edom Avatla. If Hashem doesn't like the idols or the idol worshippers, why doesn't he just get rid of them? Amru Lahan Ilu Darvashim Botzarach Bo. The Chachavim answered, if the only thing that was worshipped was things that we don't need in the world, Hayu Ovdin, Hayu Mavatlo. Hare Hain Ovdin Lachama Velavana Velachachavim Mazalos. But Hashem created all these items to be in charge, be part of the world, and they worship the sun, the moon, the stars. Ya'abed olamo mebnei ha-shotim. What, you're going to destroy the world because of the fools? Amr lehem, they say, at least destroy the things that are not needed. So Amr lehem, they know that would be even worse, because then they'll think that their items that were not destroyed are so powerful that Hashem can't destroy them. So that is the Mishnah. The Gemara there expands on this and says when you plant a seed, if you plant it from Gezel, it shouldn't grow. Or if somebody is Mezaneh, right, they shouldn't be able to have a baby because a mamzer, because it was in an inappropriate relationship. But the Gemara says, Olam kiminago noheg v'shotem shekilkalu asidin litin asadin. They'll pay for it in the future. That's exactly what the Radak says here. V'geshem yigadel. Even if you plant a tree, l'shem avodah zarah, rain's going to still make it grow. V'hayala adam l'va'er. And then continues Yeshayahu. And what do you do with the tree? You cut down the tree. You use half the tree to make your idol, and half the tree to use for firewood, and use for warmth, and you sit, and you make it into coals. How silly is that? Ches yosarapim o'esh, al ches yobasar yochel, yitzlet salivi yispa, af yachom, you'll roast it, you'll warm. It's the same thing. So, and you bow down to it, and you daven, v'yomer hatzileini ki eliata. Lo yadu v'lo yavino, they don't realize how silly they are. V'lo yashiv alibo, they don't focus on it. What they're doing, they're baking on half their gods. Right, what does it mean? Pasachaf, roe efer, leif husal hitahu. Says the Malbim, that Yeshayahu was contrasting two different types of people. A roe efer, a shepherd who is in the ashes. Someone who doesn't believe that they have some spiritual point in them. Somebody doesn't believe in a neshama. Levus alito, their twisted heart is tricking them. V'lo yatzlas nafsho, v'lo yomer halo sheker b'yimini. They won't know. But zachar eli Yaakov, v'yisro ki avdiyata. But you Jews, you need to appreciate your special status, that you are the servants of God. Yitzarticha eved liyata, yisro lotin asheni, don't forget me. Machisi chabshecha, I have wiped away your sins. Pasha, this is talking about the Geula. We use this on Yom Kippur. In the Tefillah on Yom Kippur and in Slichos, Machisi chabshecha v'cha'anon chatosecha, we wiped it away like a cloud. Shuvei laki galticha, I'm going to help you out, you help me out. So we could use it even for Yom Kippur. Maybe one might say Yom Kippur is Geula as well. Right? There's an amazing line in the Levush. There's a big controversy about Hefsek ben Geula l'tfila. So we know we have to have Smichas Geula l'tfila. What about Friday night when we say Vishamru? Okay, the Torah says if we just keep two Shabbosos, we'll be Nigalin, and that's a connection to Geula. What about Vayikra Moshe? That's also all the Yom Tovim, the Prisha, the Drisha say Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, what about Rosh Hashanah? The Levush says Tekad b'Shofar Gadol l'Cheiruseinu. So zecher to that. What about Yom Kippur? Ein lecha geulas hanefesh gedola mizu. That's also geula. Ranu shamayim shkiasa Hashem. And at that time, back to the pasuk of Gimel, the heavens will sing out. The last parak in Netzach Yisrael, which is all about the nitzchias of Klal Yisrael, the Maharal quote starts with this pasuk, that the heavens will sing, Kiyas Hashem, Hariyu Tachtios Aretz, Pitzchu Aramina, the mountains will open their mouths, Yarvech Aleitzbo, Ki Hashem, Kigol Hashem Yaakov, of Yisrael Yispar. The whole world will be singing out in song that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Klal Yisrael. The last few psukim here get back to a different time period, and that's the geula, not of the future, but the geula of Koresh, the geula from Golas Bavel, going back to build the second base of Migdash, which gets into this next parak as well, which kind of shows that it's a little off about the break of the prakim, as we have pointed out. Ko amar Hashem goalecha, v'yotzecha mibeten. Sounds like our parak started off earlier. Right, Hashem is your redeemer. Anochi Hashem osek kol notar shamayim levadi. It's only me, roka haaretz. Miat, mi, mi meiti. Who is any, is there any other power? Mefer osos badim, mechulu, meshiv chachamim achor. He who turns the wise over backwards. We'll get back to that. Vadaitam sachal. Make him faravdo. He fulfills the word of his eved. Rashi says it means Moshe. Right? The Radak says it means Yeshayo. Vyatzas malachav yashlim. Ha'omer Yerushalayim tushav. He says to Yerushalayim, go back. Ula ari Yehuda tibanena. So far, maybe this is referring to the future. No, but the next pasuk, the last pasuk, Ha'omer l'Koresh, Roi, he who says to Koresh, my shepherd, v'chol chefzi yashlim, v'leimor Yerushalayim tibaneh. Here, Yeshayahu, 200 years before Koresh comes onto the scene, prophesizes there'll be a leader named Koresh that will allow Klal Yisrael to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Schwab suggested that Daniel is the one that must have told Koresh about this Nevuah. He must have had a Sefer Yeshayahu, which was written 200 years earlier, and he sees his name. He sees his name, that Koresh is going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Unbelievable. And he took that as a message, and that's why we have what's known as the Pekida, right at the beginning of Sefer Ezra. We have written, Ubishtas Achas, L'Koresh Melech Paras, in the first year of the king of Persia. L'chlos Tavar Hashem, Yipi Yirmiyo, Heyer Hashem Ezruach Koresh Melech Paras, Vayavar Kol B'chol Machuso. The Gamba Mithlav Leimor, he sent out a message throughout his kingdom. Kol Amar Koresh Melech Paras. Kol Mam L'chos Haaretz. Nasan Li Hashem Elokei Hashamayim. Hashem has given me the land. Where'd he get this from? He got this from here. He got this from our parak. V'hu Pakad Alai Livnos Lo Bayis V'Yushalayim Hashem Yehuda. He commanded me to build a bias. Mi bachem ikolamo yihi elokavimo. V'yal Yerushalayim Hashem Yehuda. Koresh gives us allowance. V'yiven is Beit Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Go build! The tragedy was that we didn't go back. Couple thousands. But the tragedy is that we didn't go back. We had permission. Either way, that is what is mentioned here. It's going to be spoken about also in the next parak. Just one final ha'ara. On the pasuk, Meshiv Chachamim Achor, he turns the wise back. So pashtus in the context, that means that all the ones that didn't believe, the wise men out there, are going to be proven wrong. The Gemara in Gittin, though, in the famous Gemara, uses this pasuk that some of the Tanaim were upset. Some of the Amoraim were upset about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Right? When Vespasian says to him, Vespasian realized that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was somebody special, when he predicted that he was going to be the king, he says, what do you want? I'll give you whatever you want. So we know Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asked for three things. He says, Tamli Yavna v'chachameha, give me Rabbi Gamliel's family, and give me medicine for Rabbi Tzadok. Right? The Gemara in Gittin, Daf Nun Vav Mabes. Kari Alei Rav Yosef, Yitem Rabbi Akiva, Meshiv Chachamim Achor v'daitam Yischel. Why? Iboy Lameim Alei, L'shpukinu Chadazim, he should have asked for the base of Migdash. I, he himself, Ahu Samar, Savar, Demokuli Aloavit. He thought that that was asking too much, and he would have lost everything. So better to ask for that. But as has been pointed out by Achronim, maybe until the end of his life, he still wasn't sure. Libo Nokvo. The Gemara in Brachis, on his deathbed, he tells his students, I see two paths in front of me, Gan Eden and Gehenim. Two paths, Gehenim? Maybe till the end of his life, he wasn't sure if he made the right decision, and therefore, he wasn't, it bothered him, and he wasn't sure. Yom Moso. But again, that's the pasuk of Meshiv Chachamim, Achor V'daitam Yisachel. Okay, we'll have to stop here. A lot in this parak of Yeshayahu, parak Mem Dalet.